Good evening, sir. It's currently 5:26 p.m. Earth time, and you booked a ride from the sixth moon of Zolas to the Iridian homeworld. My name's Tiva, and I'll be your pilot today, courtesy of Interstellar Excursions. If you enjoy your trip, please remember to rate me 5 stars in the app. It really helps me out. The gig economy, you know. We'll be cleared for takeoff in just a few minutes. Please make yourself comfortable. If I can direct your attention to the left, you'll find a cooler stocked with complimentary refreshments. Please feel free to choose a beverage. I have bottled water, lunar lemonade, and Phlargonian Fizz, among other selections. There's also a bowl of Venturi popping candy on top. You're welcome to take a piece, provided you're not allergic to cobalt. You'll note a console in the arm of your chair that allows you to input selections. For friendly banter and cordial small talk, press 1. For a quiet ride and awkward silence, press 2. If you'd like me to insult and verbally abuse you, perhaps for sexual gratification, press 3, you stupid motherfucker. You have selected 1, banter and small talk. Very good, sir. So what brings you to Iridia? Business or pleasure? Hot date, huh? Certainly sounds like pleasure to me. Are you familiar with the homeworld? Or the populace? Well, I am, and let me tell you, Iridian girls are nasty little freaks. It's an all-female society, so they kinda lose their shit when they get their hands on an off-world male. You're a human, right? Yeah, they're gonna love you. Very interesting anatomy, the Iridians. 5 boobs. It's like, what do you even do with your hands? Oh, she sent you some selfies in various states of undress? Can I see? God damn. Lucky man. If you don't mind, I'm burning these images into my mind for the rest of my life. Yeah, I don't profess to understand how their species proliferates when it's nothing but women on the homeworld, but I flunked out of science class, so... you know. Intergalactic cum collectors, I guess. You're gonna wanna hydrate. Take a second drink. Okay, we're good to launch. Let's get you there on time. If I fumbled the baddie like that, I'd probably put a phaser in my mouth. And it wouldn't be set to stun. Oh, that... it's just the check engine light again. Nothing to worry about. It comes and goes. I bought this shuttle from Crazy Zorglak's used car emporium and impound lot. It's honestly a bit of a lemon, but it'll get us there. Have you seen his holo ads? Furry little guy in a cowboy hat, twice as big as he is? Yeah, he just sits in the back doing paperwork, to tell you the truth. The actual salesman was some fast-talking Slurvanian, slimy as hell. Both personality-wise and actually oozing slime-wise. Who, me? Yeah, I'm a Benzonti. Good eye. I guess the dark blue skin and silver hair tipped you off. I take it you've encountered my species before? Oh, you used to date one, huh? Ish, I hope you won't hold that against me. She wasn't a psycho, was she? We can be rather... intense. When we imprint on somebody. Whew, that sounds messy. You'll get none of that from me. I haven't imprinted yet. I like to keep things casual, you know? Yeah, so you must be well aware that Benzonti and human anatomy is quite compatible. We're humanoid, but we hail from a nice planet, so... our internal body temperature is way lower than yours. Like sticking your dick in an ice cube. Weird at first, I would imagine, but then I'm told it starts to feel kind of minty and refreshing. Ow, fuck. Oh, no big deal, I'm fine. I just got a little shock from the console here. Some of these wires aren't grounded. And there's other ones that are just, like, attached to nothing. I really need a chief engineer, but who can afford that, you know? Yeah, I hate going to the starbase mechanic. They always bullshit me because I'm a woman. The last guy tried to tell me my Rordanian matrix was out of whack. Can you believe that? The Rordanians have been extinct for 10,000 years. Stop making shit up, bro. So, you want to hear some music? You can use your console again to choose. For 2000 Silk Shirt R&B, press 1. For Saturnian Country and Western, press 2. For Assorted Screaming in an Undecipherable Alien Language, press 3. Oh, no music? You're enjoying the sparkling conversation and the view? Yeah, the back of my head is hot as fuck, huh? That's like the ass to a Ben's auntie. We like the actual ass, too, of course. You're a real lady killer, aren't you? Don't expect me to be the appetizer to tonight's 5-titty main course. You're cute and all, but we gotta keep things professional. Oh yeah, I hate Saturnian country music too. Every song is about their spaceship broke down, or their dog imploded, or their wife left them and then also imploded. Real formulaic shit. Oh boy, that's not good. Nah, man, don't sweat it. That's just the, starboard engine failing. We don't even need that one. That one kind of sucks, actually. I'm a port engine girl all the way. Go team port engine! Woo! Yeah, it's like in your body. You've got two kidneys, right? I hear you humans are always giving those things away. The other one will just have to lock in and compensate. No, you're not smelling smoke. That's, my body wash. They make it with volcanic ash from Syndulla 7. Great for exfoliation. Please excuse me for a minute. Hold it together, you piece of shit bucket of bolts. I cannot afford another one-star review. My rating is low enough as it is. I'm only getting offered the shitty tippers. Just checking in with HQ. Interstellar Excursions likes to keep tabs on us pilots. Real control freaks. Yeah, roger, roger. Everything's good here. Condition normal. Over. Oh my god. No, that's not supposed to happen. That's just the combustion engine, you know? Combusting. Doing its job. Working as intended. I get my hands on crazy Zorglax, I am gonna shove that cowboy hat up his fuzzy little ass. Think of something. hey, guy? Dispatch authorized me to upgrade you to the VIP ride at no additional cost. So would you, like a blowjob? Yeah, don't even worry about it, man. I can engage the autopilot and crawl right up between your legs. I know I said we should keep things professional, but you're so hot. And they gave me the green light, so... You down? Perfect. Whip that cock out for me. Let me help take the edge off. We don't want you coming too fast when you're digging out your little Iridian boo thing. You'll last way longer if you blow your load first in my frosty little mouth, right? Now, how long's it been since you got a little gluck-gluck from your crazy Ben's auntie ex? You remember what it's like, right? This is gonna tingle in the best way. Part blowjob, part snow job. Buckle up. Oh, you jumped. Take it easy. I'll go slow. This handsome dick will warm up to these cold blue lips, I promise. Let me drag this tongue up and down your shaft like an ice cube. Let's get some of my chilly drool trickling down to your balls like it was melting. There you go. You just lean back and let your pretty little alien pilot work this cock over. Don't worry about, any sounds or sights or smells that might be emanating from the shuttle. sweep my hair up in both hands. Just like that. Hold it back for me so I can throat you. Look at all that spit hanging off your dick in strands. I'm surprised it's not forming icicles. Look, you can see my breath when I exhale. Does it feel good when I blow on your cock? Does this bring back memories? Who gave better head, me or the ex? Is my mouth colder than hers? Good answer. That deserves a reward. Hang on. Let me wrap my hand around you and really stroke my cold saliva into your dick. You're getting goosebumps, huh? I want to suck your balls until they go numb. Oh, you're just dying for it up there, aren't you? Are you shivering? You look like you're about to shake yourself apart, just like this ship. I mean, that's not what the ship's doing. I misspoke. Your dick got me really too excited. Shut up. You about ready to blow for your little ice queen? Let me have it. I'm gonna put these pretty blue lips on the base of your hot cock and suck like a popsicle. Drop a nice big load of warm cum on my frosty tongue. And make it sizzle. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, so fucking good. All that yummy jizz sliding down my throat like ice cream. A nice fat cum shot like that is almost enough to make me forget about my imminent death. Debt, yeah. Yeah, I said debt. I've got student loans, big time. That's why I took this gig, you know? Let me get up off my knees and see how the autopilot's doing. And the autopilot ejected in the only escape pod. Way to save yourself, you selfish robot puck. Oh boy, that's the big one. Well, valued passenger, I've got good news, bad news, and great news. In what order would you like to hear it? Just like that, huh? Okay. Well, the good news is that we're approaching the Iridian homeworld ahead of schedule. The bad news is that I've lost the helm and we're in an uncontrolled death spiral. So if we don't burn up on re-entry, we're gonna splatter on the surface like you just did in my mouth. But, and it's a big but, kind of like mine. Sorry, probably not the time for jokes. But the great news is, since I'm responsible for killing you, I'm gonna upgrade you to the Ultra Mega VIP ride, where you get to fuck me. How does that sound? Jeez, man, what's done is done. Do you want to spend your final moments screaming in terror or screaming because you're nutting so hard? Seems pretty cut and dry to me. That's the spirit. You just stay in your seat and don't worry about a thing. I'll straddle you and do all the work. So, before we begin, I do want to say that I'm super sorry about all of this, man. You're not mad, right? Can I have a little kiss? Yum. You're good at that. Again. Suck this chili tongue like you're trying to melt it. Well, I can't believe that poor Iridian girl on your phone isn't going to get to experience any of this. She's the one I really feel sorry for. She's gonna think you've ghosted her and not that you've become, like, an actual ghost. No, don't text her, stupid. We only have a precious few minutes before impact, and I'm trying to come before then. Get my clothes off. There you go. Hands on these titties. I've only got two, but what a pair, am I right? Oh dear. I'm as horny as you are, but you really shouldn't have licked my little blue nipple. Your tongue's stuck now, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it's like a flagpole in winter. That's the risk you take when trying to suck Ben's auntie titty. Fuck! That felt amazing, but don't pull for your own sake. You're just gonna make it worse. The fiery explosion will loosen your tongue, don't worry. I've got a full tank of fuel in this bitch. Whole shuttle's gonna melt like it was shot into the center of the sun. Oh, sorry. Am I killing the mood? I won't talk about the you-know-what crashing into the you-know-where. Let's focus on more positive things. Like you crashing that hot human cock into my icy pussy. So do it. Take the plunge. Join the polar bear club and fuck me. Invigorating, right? Imagine how it feels for me. Like somebody just shoved a goddamn blowtorch in my little icebox. Oh, it's fucking amazing. I'm gonna bounce on that little branding iron until steam rises. Pound me like an anvil with that white hot sword until I quench it with my cold cum. Oh, fuck yes. Grab my ass and carve this glacier out with that ice pick. Make me melt on that cock like a snowman in summer. Raise my core temperature to critical just like this piece of shit ship. Sorry about your date, but you got some good alien pussy one way or another, huh? Let's send you out with a smile on your face. Look at those tits slapping you in the face while I ride. You're stuck, buddy. Might as well take that chilly little nipple all the way into your mouth. Make it fucking burn. Oh, fuck. We're going down, baby. Hold on to me tight. Use the angle of this nosedive to hit even deeper. Make that yummy cock burn up on entry until there's nothing left of either of us. Oh, come on, fuck me harder. Don't you dare let me die right on the edge. Oh, I want to be screaming your name when that fireball blossoms. Oh, yes, 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 I'm so close. Thaw me out with that hot human dick. I'm gonna squirt on it like liquid nitrogen. Come with me. Come with me and fill this frosty little pussy up with a wintry mix. Stir that thick cock around inside me like you're blending a milkshake. Like melting ice cream. Shoot searing ropes in my tight cunt until it sizzles like a fajita platter. Right fucking now. Oh my god, yes. You fucking did it. I came so hard. So amazing. Goodbye now. Thanks for everything. In 3, 2, One. Wait, we're not dead? I'll be damned. Sounded like we cratered and skidded for about half a mile, but this thing didn't blow. Are you okay? Oh, you're bruising up already. You didn't have to wrap me up in your arms and absorb the brunt of the impact, you know. You were bouncing around like a pinball. But I mean, thank you. Oh, damn. I'm only now realizing. We just ate shit on the Iridian homeworld, dude. This goes deeper than swinging by to pick up some quintuple-titted thought for a little slap and tickle in the backseat. You're the only male on the surface. Iridians are very sensual people. Both in the sex way and having incredibly heightened senses way, I guarantee they can smell you right now. And there's the welcoming committee. Man, you are in for a world of hurt, my guy. Did the cooler survive the thrash? I think I have some Sarconian sports drink somewhere in the back. Guzzle that shit. Hey, don't look at me. You wanted to smash an Iridian girl, right? Now you'll probably get to lay pipe to, like, 20. Life comes at you fast. Maybe your girly is among your adoring public out there. I mean, I can't really do much for you here. It's not me they're interested in. I can provide moral support, I guess. Squeeze your hand and say, "You're doing amazing, sweetie," when you bust your 15th nut. Oh, I almost forgot. Before the fur starts flying, can you rate me in the app? 5 stars!